A reading from the 9th chapter of Isaiah, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fire, fuel for the fire. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David in his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Word of God, word of life, thanks be to God.
The Gospel according to St. Luke, the 2nd chapter. I'm going to let you stay seated because it's a long one. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for Mary to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we hear this story every Christmas Eve, right? So we know it. We've heard it so many times. But this year, the part that jumped out to me was the angels saying to the shepherds, I bring you good news. That's the part that rattled around in my head all Advent. The angels came to the shepherds that night, and after calming them down, because they were a little freaked out, the angels said, I bring you good news. That's what Christmas is. That's what we're celebrating, this good news that God sends. And it's not just for the shepherds. The angels tell them that this is good news of great joy for all people. This is worldwide good news. But the shepherds are the first ones who get to hear it. God sent this world-changing good news first to the shepherds, those on the outskirts, those who were often overlooked or ignored, maybe even shunned. They are the first ones who get to hear the good news, and maybe they were the ones who needed to hear it the most. Then, not only do the shepherds get to hear the good news first, but they also get to be the first ones to go out and share it, which I think is such a cool detail. We talk about this at Easter a lot. I don't know why I've never thought about it at Christmas time. You know, at Easter, it was a woman who was the first to proclaim the good news of the resurrection. And that's so amazing that God would choose a woman at a time when women's voices were not honored, were not heard, were not respected, and yet it was a woman's voice who was the first to proclaim the resurrection. That's shocking and radical. And that's exactly how things started on that first Christmas as well, because shepherds were a group that were not respected, whose voices would not have been honored, who would not have been trusted. And yet they were the first to proclaim the good news of the birth of the Messiah. It's crazy what God does. God breaks all of our social norms. God defies all of our expectations and absolutely does not play by our rules and never has. That's what God does constantly. And each year when we retell our foundational stories, the Christmas story and the Easter story, we're reminded of this. We're reminded again and again that God values those who have been devalued, that God honors those who have been discarded. God loves and cherishes those who have been mistreated. God sees and appreciates those who have been overlooked. This is good news. And it is good news for all people, because in the birth of Jesus, God shows this amazing love for all the world. A love so big that God is willing to enter into our lives in this very intimate way. God is willing to enter into our lives in all of their struggle and pain and dirty messiness. I mean, the Christmas story has childbirth and farm animals and poverty and political oppression. All of that is in there. All of that mess. And that is the story that Jesus enters into. That is the world that God is born into, that God chooses to enter into. And God chooses it because that is our reality. That is our real life. The good news is that God has blessed everything about our human journey by choosing to participate in it, to live it alongside us. In the incarnation, God has blessed all humanity and called it good. God has chosen to be in this world with us, right alongside us in this intimate way, to show us without a shadow of a doubt that we are loved and that we are not alone, that our God is here with us. This is good news. And what's more, the good news is not just that Jesus was born into this world, but that he came here to change the world. Our humanity, our human experience has been blessed and called good. But our world, as we know, is in need of change. We know the pain and the suffering and the corruption that exists in our world. And Jesus came not just to be with us, but also to save us and to bring change that our world so badly needs. That change began with the birth of Jesus, when God chose not to come to a conquering king, not to come with might and force and violence, but instead to show the world a new way. God chose to come into the world as a baby, to a poor family. Change began that first Christmas night when God sent an angel to proclaim the good news not to Caesar or to those in power, but to the shepherds, the scruffy outsiders who weren't welcome in polite society. When God chose to honor the outcast by making them not only the first to hear the good news, but also the first to share it. The message of Christmas is good news. The good news of Emmanuel, God with us. The good news that God has come to be with us, right here, right where we are. And the good news that God has come to change the world. Thanks be to God. Amen.